Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us right here at the Crockett Road Church of Christ facility. And I look out at the audience this morning and empty pews, but I want you to know for sure that I know exactly where all of you are sitting this morning. Because I know that if you were able to be here, you'd be sitting in your pew, and I know where that pew is. So I do want to thank you all for being here. I know you're here in spirit, even though you can't be here bodily. And I want to talk to you this morning about something that is tremendously important. You've been hearing about it on television, that is the coronavirus, and that it is an unseen enemy. And it is. And we never know where it's going to attack. But let me tell you something about someone who is much more powerful, and that is our God. The unseen hand of the Almighty. You know, God is everywhere. We always tell our young people that sometimes when they're growing up. One of the great lessons that we teach them is the fact that God is everywhere and that God is a powerful God. John, the beloved apostle, said, "Greater is he that is within you than he that is in the world." And it is true, folks. God works in us. The all-powerful nature of God. The omnipotent power of God, the hand of God. And that's what I want to talk to you about this morning. You know, a lot of times we worry in life because we can't see that hand of God. But it's always there. It is. In the book of Matthew 6, verse 25 through 33, Jesus went to great lengths to help those who would listen, to teach them the importance of trusting in God. He says, don't worry about your life. He said, if you have a tendency to worry about your life, well, look at the birds. He says, you know, don't you know your Father feeds them? And if you're really concerned about the kingdom of God in your life, look at the lilies of the field. So even King Solomon was not arrayed like one of them. And if God is not involved and the unseen hand of God is not working in your life, that's a travesty, folks. There are a lot of people that are going to die with the coronavirus. We understand that. We see that every day. And I'm so sorry for all the people up in New York, that hot spot up there, the epicenter. But you know what? There are many, many more, millions more, who will die out of Jesus Christ and be dead eternally, separated from their God. And we don't want that to happen. And that's why we present these lessons right here on the internet. Even though we can't meet, we want to meet and encourage you to draw closer to God and to understand that He is the great healer. He is the one who reaches out to us. You may not always see His hand, but the hand of God is working in the lives of all of us. God didn't put us on automatic pilot when He created us and placed us in this world. You know, you have a lot of people that believe that He did, and que sera, sera, whatever will be, but that's not the case at all. Those of you that may be privileged to have a Tesla on automatic pilot, well, I want to tell you, that's not always the safest. It really isn't. A lot of people say, oh, I'd just love to have one. Well, I can tell you immediately, not me. And you know, the Tesla or maybe any other automobile that may be on automatic pilot can face a lot of terrible consequences. But let me tell you about the hand of God, the unseen hand of God. Now, whether you see it or not, the hand of God is involved in your life and in my life as well. I see the hand of God every day. Oh, I may not really see the hand of God, but I see the result of God being involved in my life. And David in the Old Testament in Psalms 139, verse 1 through 10, stay with me on this one now. He says, O Lord, Thou hast searched me, and You have known me. Why, You know my down sitting and my uprising, and You understand my thought when it is afar off. Then You compasseth my path and my lying down. Think about that. In every dimension of our life. And You are acquainted with, listen to what He says, all of my ways, for there is not a word in my tongue. But Thou, O Lord, knowest it altogether. God knows all things. whether they're past, whether they're present, or whether they're in the future. Isn't that amazing? Isn't it wonderful to serve a God like that? Isn't it wonderful to know that we have a heavenly Father who is up there? He is there watching over us. Someone said we mutter, we sputter, we fume, we spurt, we often get mad and our feelings get hurt. And we can't understand things and our vision grows dim when all that we need is a moment with Him. That's our God. A moment with Him because He is involved in our life. He says, Thou hast beset me behind and before. And He said, You've laid your hand upon me, and such knowledge is too wonderful for me. How in the world can I grasp that knowledge? He says, I cannot attain unto it. Whither shall I go from your spirit? Or whither shall I flee from thy presence? God sees everything. And the eyes of the Lord are in every place, keeping watch on the evil. Notice this. And the good. Proverbs 15 and verse 3. But listen also. For the word and the ways of man are before the eyes of the Lord, and He searches, one translation says, He ponders our path, Proverbs 5 and verse 21. But notice again what he says here in that 139th chapter. David goes on and says, If I ascend into the heaven, thou art there, or if I make my bed in hell, and that word hell there is translated from the Hebrew, it's the word grave. And so if I make my bed in the grave, folks, behold, God, you're there. And if I take the wings of the morning, and I dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. But the hand of God is not only involved, it is also powerful. Aren't you thankful for that powerful hand of God? Exodus 15 and verse 6. A hand that can part the waters of the Red Sea is the mighty hand of God. You know what? I'm thankful this morning that I'm in the hand of God. I am. You know, Christ said that we are in His hand and no man can pluck us out. Now, we can take ourselves out, but no man can take you out of the hand of God. In Exodus 15, 6, Moses wrote, Thy right hand, O Lord, is become glorious in power. Thy right hand, O Lord, hath dashed in pieces the enemy. You think God doesn't take care of His enemies? And then in Joshua 4, 23 through 24, For the Lord your God drieth up the waters of the Jordan from before you until you were passed over. Now consider this. Not only did He part the waters of the Red Sea, but He parted the waters of the Jordan River as well, where they could walk over on dry land. That's what it really means to be in the hand of God. It is a wonderful thing to be in the hand of the Almighty. For in Job 12, 7 through 9, But ask now the beast, God says to him, and they shall teach thee, and the fowls of the air, and they shall tell thee, or speak to the earth, and it shall teach thee, and go to the fish, and the sea shall declare unto thee. Who knoweth, notice this, not in all these things that the hand of the Lord hath wrought that. Oh, there are people today that deny the mighty power of God, the rolling rivers, the beautiful sky at night that's so starlit. But that's the hand of God. In Psalms 95, 3 through 7, For thou, O Lord, is a great God and a great King above all gods. And in His hand, he says, are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is His also. You can read the rest of that. I told you last week that Christ was the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. You know what? You and I are referred to in the Bible as sheep. We serve the shepherd who is Jesus our Lord. His mighty hand. But then there is that essential hand of God as well. You know, I'm thankful that God rules in the affairs of man. I wouldn't want to live in this world without God because His hand is so essential. And in Psalms 145, verse 15 and 16, the eyes of all wait upon thee, and thou givest them their meat in due season. You open your hand, now listen to this, folks, you open your hand and you satisfy the desires of every living thing. The breakfast that you ate this morning was given by the hand of God. The bed that you slept in last night was provided by the Father in heaven. The sun that came up this morning was given to you by a loving Father who reigns in our world. Job said, "In whose hand is the soul of every living thing and the breath of all mankind?" Do you know the air you breathe? Put your hand on your heart this morning. You feel your heartbeat? Do you know what? God gave you that heartbeat, and He can stop it at any moment. That's how essential He is. He is. You know, we've been hearing a lot about respirators lately and how important it is to life. Let me tell you something. There's one thing that's more important than the respirator or the mask or the gloves. Hey, it's God Almighty. Seeing that He gives life and breath to all things, Acts chapter 17. God gives to all people life. Think about it. Your life was given by God. You think that's not essential? And your breath and everything. Daniel 5 and verse 23 captures it also. For the God in whose hand thy breath is, and whose are all thy ways, hast thou not glorified? I love the Word of God. I love the Scriptures. That's why I put them up here for you. And Ecclesiastes 2 and verse 24. There is nothing better for a man than that he should eat and drink, and that he should make his soul enjoy the good things of his labor. This also I saw, that it was, listen, from the hand of God. When you begin to feel you're a little independent and you've been able to accomplish all you've accomplished in life, you need to go back and read this passage once again. For it was from the hand of God. But then there's a controlling hand of God. God controls. You know, we say that all the time. Sometimes we say it very flippantly. Oh, you know, God's in control. But Daniel 4 again said, among the inhabitants of the earth, there is none that can stay His hand. Nobody can hold back the hand of the Almighty. His hand is so powerful, even though it is an unseen hand. And He says, what doest thou? We must be ready to allow ourselves to be interrupted by God. You know, a lot of people don't like interruptions. We don't like the interruption that we're facing right now. But you know what? Every day we have to face that fact that our life may be interrupted. It may be in a smaller way. You may have a flat tire and you're on your way to work, or you may have a cold or a headache and you don't want to go to school today. And I mean, there could be a lot of little interruptions in life, and there are, according to the Bible. But remember the first love of God. In 1 Corinthians 10:13, God is not going to put more on you than you can bear. That's what the Scripture says, doesn't it? And He will not allow you to be tempted above that which you are able. But if that temptation comes, He will provide a way of escape that you may be able to bear it. But then there is the protecting hand of God. Aren't you thankful that God protects you? You know, now you may be going through a crisis. Some of you listening this morning may have COVID-19. I don't know. But I know one thing. I'm praying for you, and our whole church is praying for you, that you'll continue to recover and do well. But you know what? I'm thankful for God's protective hand. Have you ever thought about all the things you could have happened in your life had it not been that God had protected you? I can tell you so many stories about my own life where I was witness to the hand of God, the unseen hand of God, but I knew it was Him. In Deuteronomy 33:3, Moses said, "Yea, He loved His people, and all His saints are in thy hand." John 10:27, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life. And listen to this, they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand." As children of God, we are His, and He is protecting us. John 10:29, You know, when you were a child, you felt so secure because you were with your mom and dad. You know, we ought to feel so secure today as adults because we're with our Father in heaven. And we are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in this last time. 1 Peter 1 and verse 5. So when you get to feeling miserable and lonely and estranged and forsaken, remember you're in the hand of God. And God has created solutions to your unsolvable problems. And there is the chastening hand of God. I believe God does chasten us. But the Hebrew writer said, it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. And as many as I love, God says, I rebuke and chasten. And he does it for a purpose, folks. He doesn't do it because he doesn't love us. He says, as many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten. In the book of Revelation 3 and 19, you can go back and read that again. But God does discipline us. He does. In Deuteronomy 2:15, Moses says, for indeed the hand of the Lord was against them to destroy them from among the hosts until they were consumed. You know, God destroyed the enemies of the Israelites oftentimes. But then there is the heavy hand of God. You ever felt the heavy hand of God in your life? I have felt the heavy hand of God at times. And sometimes it was so heavy, I thought, what in the world is God trying to tell me? But in Psalm 32 and 4, David again wrote these words, for day and night thy hand was heavy upon me, and my moisture is turned into the drought of the summer. The hand of God. It is heavy at times, isn't it? It is. When David in the Old Testament slew Goliath, the heavy hand of God was upon him. And he gave David the power to do something that other people believed that David could not do. When Saul wanted to attire him in armor, he says, I don't need the armor. I go up against Goliath in the name of the God of heaven. And in Hebrews 12 and 5, the scripture says, and ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children. Thy son, despise not the chastening of the Lord. You know, and he said, goes on to say, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. You know, I was punished at times by my father when I was a young boy growing up. And I'm going to tell you something. I thank God that I was, because I wouldn't be the person I am today without it. Now, at that particular time, it seemed grievous and hurtful. But I'm thankful for the discipline, the correction that I received as a young boy. You know, we must cling to the cross of Jesus Christ, our Lord. You and I have the privilege of taking the hand of God this morning. You may not see it, but it's there. And God wants you to reach out to Him. He said in the book of John, the 6th chapter, he that would come to me, I will in no wise cast out. And it's true. Have you ever thought about what Christ said in the book of Matthew 11? Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He reaches out his hand to all of us. He does. He says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your soul. You want rest? Well, it's provided by our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. But we must cling to the cross. The cross of Jesus, no matter how big or how raging that storm may be in our lives, we must hold on to His hand. I'm going to tell you, I've been through some real difficult storms in my life. Not necessarily physical storms, health storms. Many of you are aware of that. But you know what? You know what got me through? Was the hand of God. The hand of God. The healing hand. Listen. The loving hand, the essential hand, the chastening hand, it was always there. And I'm so thankful that I've had such a wonderful life. If I leave this world tomorrow, I've been so blessed, and I'm so thankful that I've had the privilege of serving my Lord. Let me suggest you do something this morning. And that's to cling to the cross. Cling to the cross of Jesus, our Lord. It's the only way we'll ever go to heaven. And reach out and take His hand. You know, it was an old song we used to sing years ago, and it was called, "Put Your Hand in the Hand of the Man from Galilee." I'm asking you this morning to take hold of the hand of God. Repent of your sins, Luke 13, chapter 13, verse 3 through 5. And then, through your repentant attitude, confess Christ to be Lord and Savior, and then to be baptized for the remission of your sins. And know assuredly that God will take your hand and He will lead you onward. And as long as you keep your hand in the hand of God, He will see you through. God didn't bring us this far to leave us where we are. But He didn't put us on automatic pilot. Never. He's watching over you right now. He's guiding you. He's leading you. So hold on to His hand. And thank you so much for being a part of this service this morning. I hope the words of God have blessed your life, and I hope that you'll watch tonight at the 6 o'clock hour. We're going to talk about the subject, a word to the unwise. We always like to give words we say to the wise, but tonight's lesson is entitled, The Word to the Unwise. And I hope you'll join us at that time. May God richly bless you.